Hello, everybody. It is nice to meet you again. We'll present today the Aramis Group fiscal quarter three results, actually the quarter two calendar, and we are very excited to present our very, very positive growth figures that are consistent with our ambitions. So I'm Guillaume Paoli. I am the co-founder and co-CEO of Aramis Group. I'll be doing this call today. Our Group CFO, Fabrice, could unfortunately not make it today for some personal reasons. And I'll start with a quick overview of our ambitions, where we stand, and our strategy. So let's begin with the vision. Quickly, our vision is to be the preferred platform of Europeans to buy a used car online. To achieve this vision, our mission is to delight our customers, to make buying a car always more enjoyable, affordable, and simple. For us, it means being the natural choice, delivering the best customer experience of the market to ensure long-term sustainable growth. And we are achieving that by delivering a seamless online experience from browsing competitively priced cars and financing solutions down to a quick delivery of the car to your home door. Quality is a very, very important part of the equation as customers do need to trust our cars. It's a major investment for them, and our refurbishment know-how and capacities are really fundamental. Now, let's take a quick look back. Some of you may know this slide as we have presented it during the roadshow, during the IPO, but we do think it is important to present the results in its context. In terms of growth, in the past 20 years, Aramis has delivered annual top-line growth of around 30% on average since 2003, and this growth has been always profitable. On a side note, we are the only profitable online player on our market. The growth went through three phases, actually, from establishing the business as a trusted digital platform for pre-registered used cars in France, to a move into older used cars in 2011, working and improving the business model, and launching the industrially refurbished used car concept in 2014. This was followed by a phase of tech innovations, UX improvements, such as the launch of home delivery, or a trade-in app to sell your car. And in the last 5 years, following our partnership with PSA now Stellantis, we have added geographical expansion to organic growth with the acquisition of a company in Spain, in Belgium, and finally in the UK, the largest used car market in Europe. Core to our ambition is to drive sustainable, profitable growth well into the future. There are six key elements to our story. First, a huge fragmented market, over 400 billion euros, with physical incumbents delivering a poor customer experience, and a market that is undergoing online disruption. We have a second-to-none customer value proposition, made possible by a digital platform, and a vertically integrated business model end-to-end. Data enables us to optimize business processes and reduce lead times at every step of the way. Aramis Group presents a unique combination of strong growth, sustainable profitability, and asset-light operations. And finally, we have a unique setup with the support of Stellantis, number two OEM in Europe, support in particular in terms of supply, and we have a great team led by the founders with an ambition to drive long-term value creation as we have done in the past and will continue going forward. Now, if we restate our strategy, there are three pillars to our strategy. And just before the first pillar, to begin with, of course, we'll continue delivering a superior customer experience thanks to our digital, vertically integrated model and continue disrupting the used car market. Our first growth pillar is the organic acceleration of our B2C refurbished used car business. It is a major opportunity for us, given the market trends and our operational know-how. As you know, mobility is not an option. It will remain at the center of people's lives. It is a key component of Europeans' freedom and lifestyle. And we believe that refurbished used cars are an efficient alternative to ensure this mobility, and hence, circular economy is truly at the heart of our business model. Refurbished used cars emit marginally more CO2, but they have already been built, and they don't need material extraction. They are a safe, affordable, and responsible mobility alternative. So, to grow this B2C refurbished business, we are increasing our marketing spendings to create even higher traffic and strengthen our brands. We are also leveraging our various sourcing channels and will increase adequately our refurbishing capacity. I'd like to stress here that we master all sourcing channels, C2B, B2B, and we have an exclusive one with Stellantis to source quality, competitively priced used cars, and we will continue also to improve our operations to drive even more conversion on our website. The second pillar, first pillar, organic growth. Second pillar is to continue our European expansion, in particular through our M&A strategy, which will be supported by the proceeds of the IPO, and to deepen our integration as we will create a net effect with the different geographies. Finally, we are also seeing multiple upside opportunities. We continuously test new sources of revenue, such as currently in France, a marketplace with trusted partners. And all of this will be fueled by tech and data, on which we will invest even more to keep our first mover advantage. So, you've understood our main ambition is to further accelerate growth on our huge fragmented market, a sustainable and profitable growth. We have listed the company on the 18th of June in Paris, and this IPO supports our ambition through primary proceeds of 250 million euros, together with a new revolving credit facility of 200 million euros raised simultaneously to the IPO. So almost an extra 500 million to fuel our growth. Let me restate here, by the way, that we have powerful local brands and that we do not have to finance losses as we are profitable and will remain so going forward. So these proceeds will contribute to finance our growth, both M&A and organic. So now is the reason why you've come maybe to this call. Let's move on to our very strong results this past quarter, our fiscal quarter three, the calendar quarter two. And here on this slide are the key highlights of our fiscal Q3. Our revenue growth has strongly accelerated, growing at 68% this quarter and reaching 377 million euros. At the core of our growth, the core of our strategy, is the refurbished used car business, growing at a record triple-digit rate to over 14,000 units over this quarter. In terms of expansion, we are making very good progress with the integration of Car Supermarket. We are fully on track, and I'll come back to that right away. We are investing for growth, particularly in marketing, and have made progress to expand our sourcing and refurbishing capabilities. And finally, we are confident, and we confirm our 2021 guidance. Now, if we focus for a moment on Car Supermarket, our latest expansion in the United Kingdom, let me first restate the rationale for us entering the UK market. First, it's the largest market in Europe. It's very fragmented, like all European markets. It's relatively advanced in terms of digitization compared to the other European countries. And we also benefit from a strong position of Stellantis with over 13% market share locally. Additionally, it is probably the most professional market in our field, also with new players that are helping us to educate the market and that are helping us grow as well. So we're making great progress with our friends at Car Supermarket, despite the travel restrictions, as we still cannot easily go to the United Kingdom. We have first realigned the strategy together with a strong focus on growth. In terms of supply, we have been buying cars locally from Stellantis, and a lot more to come, as there is a particular shortage of recent used cars in the UK currently, as some of you may know. We have worked with the team on the organization, recruiting locally a new CFO for the United Kingdom, Steve, and organized a specific team for refurbishing. We are also implementing a redesign of the flow in our hub of Goole. To expand refurbishing and prepare future growth, we have acquired a new facility in Hull to refurbish cars, a new refurbishing hub, which we have signed in July, and we plan to be operational beginning next year to further enhance our refurbishing capabilities and, as I said, support our future growth. And finally, we have worked with the team to strongly increase our marketing investment to drive awareness and traffic. Now, if we come back to our organic growth strategy, let's speak about the traffic and the brands. We are increasing We want to benefit from the market online shift that has accelerated since COVID, and we are accelerating the spendings and moving aggressively in terms of marketing. We have increased our spending in all fields to support and expand awareness, as well as to drive business. And to give you some color, marketing investment per car has significantly increased, over 70% versus last year. We have launched new TV campaign in Spain, in Belgium, with a focus on home delivery. And as a result, awareness is growing in all our geographies, in particular in Spain, with aided awareness reaching the 20% mark in this first semester. Also, as a result, visits have increased over 70% year on year, reaching almost 20 million visits on the quarter. So we have increased traffic. We are also increasing conversion. First, I'd like to say and remind that Aramis Group is really a customer-obsessed company. We have, even at the highest level, direct access to customer issues, and the lead teams in each geography study in detail a customer problem each week. This quarter, we have launched next-day delivery in Spain and further extended it in France with over 60% of the inventory that is available for next-day delivery. We have best-in-class logistics and are able to deliver the cars quickly, both satisfying our customers and limiting the cash needs to run the business. We initiated the money-back guarantee back in the days in France, and we are now comfortable to double it. We have increased it from 15 days to 40 days in France to continue to upgrade our best-in-class guarantees. So increased traffic, increased conversion, and now let's talk about sourcing and refurbishing. We are improving these capacities. On the refurbishing side, we are continuing to expand our Villa Verde facility, and we have continued to improve productivity in Donzère in France that we've met new methods that will be then rolled out in our other hubs. As I've said, we have signed a new hub in Hull in Britain that will start operating beginning of next year. And we have improved the productivity in all geographies. Typically, we have continued to optimize the efficiency of our refurbishment process in France with artificial intelligence playing a role. Almost 95% of car body defects are now detected with AI-enabled defect detectors. Previously, it was 85%, and we are continuing to improve our methods to gain time in the refurbishing process. On the sourcing and offer side, we have launched C2B buying in Spain in June, expanding it quickly, and have expanded in France and the UK as well. In the UK, we have doubled the number of cars sourced from private customers in the course of a few months. In France, we have launched a new pricing algorithm for C2B during the last quarter, which has significantly improved again our conversion rate and will then be implemented in some of our geographies. In France as well, we have also expanded our marketplace, where we have trusted partners proposing cars that we select. With this marketplace offer, our customers have the full Aramis experience, and we invoice the cars to the customers like any other car. Now, if we look at these results at the segment level, first, I'd like to take the opportunity to restate that we are fully B2C focused, fully vertically integrated, like some, but not all, of our peers, typically Carvana in the United States. Growth has been strong on all segments. On the refurbishment, on the refurbished cars, we achieved triple-digit growth thanks to enhanced traffic, sourcing, and refurbishing capacities, as we have seen earlier. And versus pre-COVID situation, we increased the refurbished used car turnover by 66%, comparing apples to apples. And by that, I mean including car supermarket in quarter one fiscal 2020, the last quarter that was before COVID, okay? But overall, we have multiplied our volume by 3 between the situation in Q1 fiscal 2020, when we did not have car supermarket, and Q3 2021. So very strong growth on the refurbished used car business at the core of our strategy. On the pre-registered used cars, we have also managed to grow, despite a challenging new car and recent used car market. We also had strong growth both on B2B, which is for us a byproduct, not strategic, and on services growing triple digit. Finally, the overall growth is at +68% on the quarter versus last year, which was a specific quarter considering last year's context, but it is also almost +20% versus the previous fiscal quarter, fiscal Q2 2021, from January to March this year. Now, if we take a look at the geographies, growth has been strong on all our markets. In France, we have had a strong growth in B2C refurbished used cars as well, and also progress on the pre-registered sales, despite difficult supply conditions provoked by the chip shortage of which you are all aware. In the UK, that we own since March 2021, they were very much impacted last year by the COVID. We have recovered, in particular thanks to the spectacular development of full online sales at car supermarket. In Spain, from a lower base, and in the context of a difficult COVID situation last year, we have managed a very high growth, reaching a critical mass. And in Belgium, finally, very strongly impacted last year as well, we have recovered with strong growth in the refurbished used car business, very strong growth, and also with the help of enhanced digitalized operations. So overall growth has been delivered thanks to our agile multi-channel sourcing capacities, as we said, expanding, increasing of C2B capacities, agility in the channel, marketplace expansion, the improvement of productivity in our refurbishing hubs, and more investment in marketing to expand brand awareness, increase traffic, and thus expand the business. This was for the quarter. Now if we take a step back and we look at the year to date, with 9 months of operations, we grew our turnover by 32% year on year, with a surge of the refurbished used car volumes of 45% year to date, which is very consistent with our strategy going forward. Our clear focus is to develop refurbished used car sales, improving customer satisfaction, and continuing to engage our teams for the future growth. Now, we'll take a look at the fiscal year 2021. We feel we're in a very, very good position. We have a clear strategy. We are delivering on our results, and we are confident on achieving the guidance for 2021. Aramis Group combines a unique mix of strong growth, profitability, and relative asset-light operations. We guide to over 1.25 billion euros of revenue this year with 45,000 refurbished used cars. And for that, we take into account a moderate impact of the fourth wave of COVID, hoping there will not be a fifth wave. And we guide to a GPU of over 2,150 euros per car this year, which is close to best-in-class peer Carvana, and a positive adjusted EBITDA between 2.7 and 2.9%. Finally, we have lean operations with around 1% capex to revenue and best-in-class days of revenues. And now, to conclude this presentation in a nutshell, we have accelerated our revenue growth, especially the B2C refurbished used car business, consistently with our strategy. We are on track with the integration of our latest acquisition, Car Supermarket in the United Kingdom, the number one market in the UK. We are very strongly expanding our traffic to benefit from the market shift, and to support that, our sourcing, refurbishing capacities to sustain growth going forward. And finally, we confirm our 2021 guidance, which we are confident we will achieve. Thank you very much for your attention, and now I will gladly take your questions.
As a reminder, you will need to press the star and one on your telephone to ask a question. To withdraw your question, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Christophe Cherblanc from Société Générale. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Yes, good morning. Bonjour, Guillaume. First question is on the guidance. The Q3 revenue performance was impressive. It seems the 1.25 billion and the 45,000 refurbished cars targets are super conservative. So is there any reason behind this? And if you were to beat on revenues by a significant amount, would you reinvest in marketing, let's say, the extra revenue that you're going to get? That's the first question. The second question is on the marketplace activity. You told us that you had started an experiment. How big is the experiment, and are you seeing traction in there? And where is it reported in terms of revenues? Is it in services or in the B2C line? And the last question is, of course, on the competitive landscape. Cazoo has claimed they would be coming to France soon. Carnex is ramping up. Autohero has increased inventory. Do you see any difficulty or any competitive tension coming up in the market, or anything that is more negative that may be 6 months ago? Thank you.
Thank you, Christophe, for the comprehensive set of questions. So, regarding the guidance, it is true that we have a very, very positive figures. There is a fourth wave. And experience has taught us that it was not difficult to predict this thing. So, at this stage, we are confident that we will deliver the results. And by the way, July is trending in the right direction. But given the current situation, sanitary situation, we maintain our full year guidance. Of course, we will closely monitor the situation. Regarding your question of reinvesting in marketing, well, as you know, we want to develop sustainable growth, high growth, but sustainable. And for us, it's important to have a decent number of a decent figure for GPU. For us, it doesn't make any sense to have a very low GPUs in this market, and this is why we are more or less on par with Carvana. So yes, we're investing a lot in marketing, as I've said, over 70% year on year per car. And we're confident we'll deliver the guidance. Secondly, on the marketplace, actually for us, just for you to understand, it's just a way for us to manage the long tail of cars. We have trusted partners. We choose some of their cars, we put them on our website, and we sell the cars, which has also the advantage that we don't have to carry it in our balance sheet. But for the customers, it's a full RMS experience. Actually, we're able to deliver the trusted partners' cars quicker than they are able to deliver their own cars. And in terms of figures, it's just like traditional turnover. We invoice the cars to the private customers, so you'll get the figures in the revenue. And to give you some color, on the numbers, I was speaking of a few hundred cars per month, in France for the moment, and we're tuning the model, but it's really an add-on to the traditional business. Regarding your third question, it's interesting because there has been a lot of activity in the UK, a lot of marketing investment. It has actually helped us to grow. And by the way, the UK market is a bit specific right now with a clear shortage of cars. And it's good that we have this agility between our channels. We welcome the competition. We have a very, very, very large market. I mean, 400 billion euros in Europe, 300 billion on the less than 8 years cars. We are doing over 1.25 billion this year, so we have a lot of room to grow. These guys are actually helping us to develop the market, to educate the customers. We are very confident on our model and ability to sustain growth. So Cazoo announced they will come in France we have already had a few, you know, words of the automotive environment here in France. But they're welcome. They will help us to educate the market. I don't think we have exactly the same strategy. And we are very confident in our ability to continue the growth despite the new the newcomers. And you know, there is so much to take from the traditional players and the C2C that, I mean, we think there's a lot of room. And by the way, you didn't ask the question, but Autohero has a surge also their marketing investment in France. And on the first semester, the figures we have, and these are not audited figures, it's just figures we have, they have invested twice as less GRPs than we did, just on their B2C brand. So, and we don't have the same level of awareness. So, I mean, we're really confident. We welcome the competition to help us educate the market, and it's not hindering us from growing in the United Kingdom. So I hope I've answered your questions.
You did. Thank you.
Yeah, our next question comes from the line of Oliver Calvi from Kepler. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, thanks. Bonjour, Guillaume. So first question would be on your refurbished cars. You know, we've seen the situation on recent used cars. Can you tell us maybe how old on average are the refurbished cars that you've sold in Q3, perhaps? And maybe the change, the evolution, maybe year on year of that number, of that average age of those cars?
Yeah, it's Olivier, right? Sorry.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Olivier. Yeah, that's a good question. So to be totally honest, I don't have the exact figure on my hands, but I can give you some color on that. Actually, we have seen, it's not a secret, a shortage of recent used cars on the market because of the after effect of COVID. The factory had been closed for a while. Then there was a chip shortage. So the OEMs have preferred to deliver the B2C customers as they are more profitable customers. But we have a few big strengths. One of them is that we are good at C2B buying, and we have strongly, massively increased our C2B buying by rising the prices, by investing a bit more in marketing, and also by tuning our pricing algorithm, as I've been saying earlier. To give you an idea, this algorithm, latest algorithm improvement helps us to improve the transformation rate by 4% between appraisal and buying the car. So the cars that we have delivered and bought are older because we have increased the C2B part. And so there will be maybe average price decrease, but I don't have the figures, but just to give you some color.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Second question would be on the, what kind of impact can we expect on the conversion rate for the expansion of the next day delivery? Can you give us a sense in I guess percentage points or something like this?
Honestly, it's a bit difficult to answer your question. I don't have the figure, and it's pretty difficult to extract this effect. I mean, I really don't know. The only thing that I know is that is when you promise that you can deliver in 24 hours, you have a real you're really strengthening your brand.
Yeah.
And I started my career at Unilever selling antiperspirants, and yeah. I remember that we would say that antiperspirants, they would last for 48 hours, and it was also a way to say they were very efficient. And yeah. I mean, we're doing what Amazon is doing to sell, to deliver very fast these cars, but I can't put a number on the conversion increase.
Okay, no, fair enough. Understand. And then I had a couple of more technical, let's say, follow-up questions. It's on the Hull refurbishment center. You were talking about operations starting next year. Are we talking next calendar year or next fiscal year?
We're talking next calendar year. Yeah.
Okay.
So calendar year.
Yeah, and second one was I remember, you know, you have this others, let's say, line in the top line that is related to the Cardo and, you know, non-core business. Is, you know, is this in B2B or is this, you know, where is this in your figures?
So, yeah, there is an activity in Belgium that we plan to discontinue in the future.
Yep.
It's trading of B2B cars, and it is not included in the figures that I have announced. But you will find them in the press release, I think, in the detail part.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's
but, it's not a very big figure.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, just wanted to know if B2B was including this or not. But okay. So I mean, yeah, maybe a follow up would be great on this because you know, I know it was 12 million last year, but just to get a sense of.
Sorry, Olivier.
Yep.
It's not in the press release, but it's a 3.7 million euro figure for the quarter, the B2B trading. In Belgium to be discontinued, and that is not included in the turnover figures.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Murad from Exane. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Yes, hello, Murad Amidi from Exane here. I have two questions. The first one on your guidance. So if you were to achieve the 1.25 billion euros, in 2021, that means Q4 would be down 16%. Can you help us understand how Q4 last year performed and also give us a sense of the seasonality? I know that Q4 is traditionally lower than the other quarters, but just to give us some idea about what's implied in the guidance compared to last year. And the second question is on the performance of the pre-registered, which was up 20% in Q3. I was wondering how sustainable is that trend given the shortage that we've seen in the new car market. Are you confident to replicate that over the next quarters? Thank you.
Sorry, Murad, can you repeat the second one because I didn't catch it totally.
Yeah, it's on pre-registered, and the plus 20% you achieved in Q3. How sustainable is that given the shortage of cars in the new market? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Murad. So on the first question, let me first tell you that I mean, if I take off Spain, which is on a very very high growth trend because they were very small and we're now reaching critical mass. Also remove the UK, which is a more recent acquisition. And if I take index 100, you know, for the quarter, the quarter four fiscal, so Q3 calendar, is around 105. So it's usually a strong quarter on average. We have chosen not to change the guidance. We feel comfortable we can achieve it with a moderate impact of the fourth wave. But right now, with the information at hand, we are confident we'll achieve it, but we don't know exactly the risks and the problems that we'll have in going forward. So this is where we stand today. Regarding the pre-registered growth, the pre-registered business is not as resilient as the pre-owned refurbished car business. We have managed to grow our pre-reg used car sales because we have been doing this for a long time. We have an exclusive network exclusive. We have a unique network of suppliers because some of them work with some other guys. So we feel confident in our capacity to continue to grow. The outlook is more difficult to see as there can be some impact. We are not out of the chip shortage yet. The info I have is that we won't be out of it before next calendar year. So we are confident that we will continue to grow, but it's true that there is a slight risk in terms of supply, but we have proved during this quarter that we've managed to, and year, that we have managed to continue to grow.
Great. And the follow-up on that particular point, so from my recollection, you don't source pre-registered cars from Stellantis. Have you started to do so?
We don't source significant volumes. It's a few hundred old pre-registered used cars because it's not in the strategy of Stellantis. And no, we have not done it more significantly. It's not in their strategy. And they are concentrated on delivering their B2C customers. No, we have not been buying more cars from them. But, you know, we buy cars from most of the continental European countries, pre-registered cars. We've been doing it for a long while. And you know, we can be agile between the different countries. So, again, we feel confident we can continue to grow on this segment going forward. It's more difficult, to be totally honest, to plan for this growth, but we feel confident we'll continue to grow.
Okay, thank you, Guillaume. Very clear.
As there are no further questions, we will just go to the webcast questions. Thanks.
It seems there's one more question from... No?
No.
From Germany?
No, from Olivier, from Kepler.
Yeah, Olivier, maybe you
had
a question.
We do have a few questions coming through now. And we will take our next questions from the line of Olivier Calvi from Kepler. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Yeah, hi, so no, sorry, I was just... Jürgen has a question, so I just wanted to flag that. Can you see the question from Jürgen? Or?
No, not really. Can you...
Maybe the operator, because he's on the phone. But
operator, do you have the question of Jürgen?
No. Otherwise, I can ask it. So I'm just, I mean, I think he was just wondering about the general leasing business, how strategic this is for you. I'm not sure exactly the wording of his question, but can you talk a bit about the leasing business and whether you see this as a short-term driver of your strategy?
Yeah, okay. I'll try to answer that one. I don't know if the operator and our team can liaise so that we see the next questions. So leasing business. I mean, we are fully B2C focused. So it's not in our strategy to go into the leasing for companies, for corporations. We do it for small for very small companies that have a few cars, but we assimilate them to B2C. So this is the first thing. Second thing, we are always, for the private customers, we're always already doing private lease. We're always already doing private lease in all geographies, actually, because it is a financing scheme that is interesting for the customer, as well as for the company, as it is very profitable, and we get an opportunity to get back to the customer after a few years. So we are already operating this business. The penetration rates are generally increasing in all our geographies. I don't have the exact figures in mind, but it's a trend that it follows also the market. Then there is the subscription business. We have all the blocks that are necessary to operate this business. We are not so sure of the customer appetite at this stage. I mean, to what scale is there a customer appetite? We're watching it closely. We have all the bricks. And we would be ready to launch it anytime, as it's I mean, it's a side product from what we do today.
Okay, all right. I guess that answers this question. Then maybe one follow-up on me on the Belgian business. Can you maybe give us a bit more color on, you were talking about the progress of the digitalization of that business. You know, I know it was a more offline business than the rest of the group in the past, but can you maybe shed some more light on where you are and whether there's some further online migration potential, let's call it like this?
Yeah, so we have, we're implementing piece by piece the group digital platform in Belgium. Every month there is progress. They have increased the number of online sales in the context of COVID, and we have also advertised on TV typically, also in SEA, on our faculty to deliver at home, on our faculty to sell online, and so the online share of the business is growing, and we are smoothly digitizing the company so as to enhance their productivity and capture market share.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Christophe Cherblanc from Société Générale. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Yes, I'm just coming back for one follow-up. It was about pricing. We're all reading about the shortage of cars, high demand, etc. And yet, when I look at your numbers, the average price seems to have gone down, with volume growing faster than revenues for both refurbish and pre-reg. So I was a bit curious about that, whether it was due to the mix of cars or any other explanation would be super helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, it's it's a mix of cars. So for pre-regs, we have bought, it depends on the categories. You know, for pre-regs, it's about supply, and we have been buying slightly cheaper cars, but it's a very, very small difference because of the mix between, you know, SUV and city cars and things like that. Regarding the refurbished cars, as we have increased the share of C2B, which are older cars, the price, the average price has gone slightly down. But it's really very, very, very small variations.
Okay, so it's all about the mix.
Yeah, it's all about the mix. There's nothing. I mean, if your question was relative to the price that we retail the car, it's not really the case. And there is also one other effect, is that there is a mix of the car and the mix of the countries, because Spain has grown more than other countries, and in Spain the cars are cheaper. So if you combine the two elements of C2B plus increased share of Spain, you get the result of a slight decrease of the average sales price per unit.
Okay. And just to finish on C2B, what is the share of sourcing coming from C2B now, and what do you see in terms of level, let's say, in 3-5 years? Where do you see that going in the medium term?
I mean, we're not really guiding on that, Christophe. What I can tell you is that in a mature market such as France, on the refurbished used car business, it's around 50% normally of the cars are sourced from private customers. A bit also like Carvana, I think it's around 60% at Carvana. Right now, we're a bit more. But it's all about agility and flexibility. You don't get the same car from private customers as you do from B2B or from Stellantis. We want to have an attractive mix with a very, you know, with various types of cars, various types of prices, so as to help us convert convert better the customers. If we have only old cars, you have access only to a certain part of the market. So we'll be agile, pending market conditions, but trying also to propose an attractive mix to our customers.
So today it's 50% in France for you, right?
It used to be 50%, right? Right now it's a bit more. I don't have the figure, okay. But it's a bit more because we have increased C2B buying.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jürgen Kolb from Kepler. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Very good. My apologies. Probably issues on my side. This technology is sometimes a little bit too much advanced for me. Anyways, thanks again for your comments on leasing and everything related to that business. I was wondering because we've been noticing, at least here in Germany, that leasing is indeed picking up quite noticeable, given the fact that there is a big technological change to be expected soon, and people want to reduce the risk of selling the new car. So that seems to become a bigger trend, and it's good to see that you have observed similar trends as well. So that's good. The last one from my side, over the recent months, obviously you talked about the fourth wave that we're all seeing. What have you noticed in terms of app downloads? Is that somewhat correlated to the public discussion on the fourth wave? Have you seen a noticeable pickup or maybe even a decline in app downloads compared to last year? And what would be your thoughts going forward? Thank you.
Yeah, so your question is how has the app download evolved? And I suppose they have increased, but truly I don't know. So I won't invent a figure. Sorry, I don't know, Jürgen. I assume it has progressed because our traffic has progressed, and you know we advertise the app on the website, and it's it's a very simple way of selling your car, but I don't have the figure.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, thanks, guys. All the best.
Thank you, Jürgen. I don't know if there's operator. Is there another question?
There are no further questions on the phone lines.
Okay, so. Thank you, everyone, for your attention, for hearing us out. I would like to restate that we are very confident in the guidance for 2021, despite the fourth wave. We have factored in a moderate impact and on all of the elements of the guidance. And thank you again for your attention, and I hope to see you in person very soon. Goodbye.